Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Police this morning announced they've made an arrest in this week's brutal attack on 90-year-old Ray Alvarez, the longtime owner of Ray's Candy Store in the East Village.
The cops didn't waste any time, but quickly found their suspect. They say 39-year-old Luis Perosa is the one who beat up the candy man, Ray Alvarez, and the 90-year-old storekeeper is pleased. Here's what he told his employee, Maria Sotovsky.
He said, well, I'm glad they caught him because next time could be somebody else.
Alvarez was hit on the side of his head early Tuesday morning, right in front of his store on Avenue A in Alphabet City. The police say the suspect used a belt with a rock attached, and Alvarez suffered three broken facial bones. He's now home resting, but Sotovsky says he'll be back for the night shift.
He's very tough cookie. I know he suffers so much, but he doesn't want to complain.
Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Alphabet City on Avenue A.
The FDNY is getting word about the specific issues that can be caused by the extreme cold, getting word out, I should say, like frostbite. This is FDNY paramedic Natalie Alzate.
Frostbite can cause permanent damage to the body tissue, leading to amputation in severe cases.
Imagine waking up this morning to no heat and no hot water. Two NYCHA buildings they don't have to imagine, at least as far as the heat's concerned. One in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx, that building also does not have hot water. The second in Brooklyn, and 1010 Winds reporter Carol Dioria spoke to some of the tenants.
Nana says this is a problem that's been going on for years. Her NYCHA building at 1142 Lenox Road in East Brownsville has no heat at all. She worries about her three-year-old son. She's resorted to using an electric space heater, just like the kind that caused the fire last year in the Bronx where 17 people were killed.
Maybe if NYCHA decides to give heat, we wouldn't have to use portable heaters. The whole building, everyone has this issue. People are taping up their window. It don't do nothing. You're putting trash bags in the window to try to block the air. It's still freezing.
Amy lives in the building with her parents, and they bought electric space heaters, too. And, of course, she said they complained to NYCHA management.
They said that they would come and fix it, but they haven't yet. We also called 311. They gave us the same answer.
Her father said you do what you have to survive. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in East Brownsville, Brooklyn.
A sleepover for Mayor Adams of sorts last night at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. He's been under fire for moving migrants there and some migrants from the hotel in Midtown not wanting to go to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. Some advocates have said the conditions there are poor and prison-like.
We're going to stay tonight with our brothers here and just let them know that we're all in this together. This is how you get through things. Right now, I'm at the World Cup. I'm about to be here. You know that?
The mayor's office released pictures and video after his stay. The media was not in attendance. One person is dead after a two-alarm fire at an apartment building in Washington Heights this morning. Fire broke out on the fourth floor of the five-story building on West 180th Street near Pinehurst Avenue just after 6 a.m. More than 100 firefighters and EMTs rushed to the scene. Victim has not been identified. FDNY Firefighters Union is calling for an extra firefighter for every engine this weekend. Uniformed Firefighters Union President Andrew Ansbro spoke to 1010 Winds. He says they want five firefighters per engine. He says that's because of the frigid temperatures, and those frigid temperatures increase the risk of fires due to space heaters and other risky heat sources.
You know, we made the decision to call upon the department and ask them to staff every engine company with an additional firefighter. Would be fully staffed. In the 80s, most of the engine companies had five firefighters.
We have reached out to the FDNY for a comment and no response yet. New numbers from the NYPD show shootings and homicides were down in January, but there was an uptick in other major crimes, including assault and robbery. There was a 26% drop in shootings, 73 this year compared to 99 in January of 2022. Bronx, Brooklyn, and Manhattan all saw significant decreases. Other major crimes, though, including robbery, felony assault, and car theft, ticked up 4%. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says more work is needed in some categories of crime, and they're determined to reverse the trends. Yousef Salam has announced he's running for a city council seat in Harlem. He was one of the group originally known as the Central Park Five, now known as the Exonerated Five, the five black and Latino teens who were convicted but then later exonerated in the 1989 rape of the Central Park jogger. Salam spoke with 1010 Winds.
We're talking about public safety. We're talking about criminal justice. We're talking about housing. And ultimately, we're talking about the budget. We're talking about making sure that all of these things reflect what the community wants.
Salam will challenge incumbent Councilwoman Kristen Richardson Jordan. The FBI says it is ready to assist in the deadly in the investigation into the deadly shooting of a New Jersey councilwoman. 30-year-old Sayreville Borough Councilwoman Eunice Dwumfor was shot while sitting in her SUV Wednesday night. She leaves behind a 12-year-old daughter. No word yet on a motive or a suspect. A law enforcement source tells Channel 4 that some neighbors say they saw security camera footage showing Dwumfor talking to a man standing outside her car just before the shooting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.